Defense Department's fighting an uphill battle to streamline its service contract inventory by fiscal 2016. One of their problems is they're trying to standardize how every branch collects data on the contractors they hire to help meet their missions. Tim DiNapoli's Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. He is reporting on DOD's progress and some of the hurdles that are standing in the way of meeting this fiscal 2016 goal. Tim, it's great to have you on the program as always. Why is this so important for DOD to streamline this contractor manpower inventory, Tim?
Well, hi, Francis, and thank you for having me on board. It is very important for DOD to get a handle on the contractor component of the total workforce. When you think of how DOD operates, it's comprised of three very distinct branches that are important to be integrated and work toward a common mission. You have the military folks who obviously have a military mission. You have government civilian employees who handle, you know, all the day-to-day operations of the department, who are supplemented by a fair number of contractors who are essential to meeting the agency's mission. And without knowing where all three components of the total workforce are, and in particular in this case for the contractor component, you really don't know if you're operating as efficiently and effectively as possible.
So this is an effort that the ultimate goal here is not just implementing a system. It's understanding who's doing what and toward what mission end. Is that right?
I think that's a perfect way of thinking about it. It's much more than just numbers. It really is about what functions contractors are performing. You know, are those the right functions for contractors to perform? And then, you know, are we providing the right oversight to make sure that they're doing the work that the government needs them to do?
You write about a system that the Army is using and that the plan at the Pentagon is to for everybody to use the Army system. Tell me about that system and how it works, what you found when you looked at that.
Well, you know, the Army has been at this probably longer than anybody else. They developed their contractor manpower reporting application, or CMRA, back, I think, in 2004. And they've been using that system, refining it over time, as part of their total workforce management approach. And so as part of that system, they collect data from contractors directly, like on direct labor hours and the functions they're performing, and then supplement it with other information from various government systems. They have this unique process by which they review the functions that contractors are performing through a centralized approach that's done at Army headquarters in conjunction with the individual commands. And in doing so, I think they get a fairly good handle on the types of services the contractors are performing and can make some better decisions about whether or not to continue to do so, perhaps even augment the contractor component of the workforce, or bring the work back in-house. Now, the other military departments, the Air Force, the Navy, and the defense agencies, haven't really had as much experience in using that type of system. And so one of the objectives that Congress has set out for DOD is to develop a common system, which you can have some standardized business processes, which include both the data collection side and then how you might review it. And that's really where the department still is today, is trying to figure out how to standardize those business processes and then kind of move forward with a more robust review process.
But this is one of the ongoing frustrations with the DOD that I'm sure you're very familiar with, at least as far as Congress is concerned, and that is if the Army system, if the CMRA works fine for the Army, why don't the Navy and Air Force adopt it too? And it's not directed as a specific question at you. It's just more of a rhetorical thing. Was there anything about the Army system in your examination of it that would prevent that from happening, Tim?
Well, you know, I think if you look back at kind of the early years, and it seems like a lot longer, it's been, I think this is our fifth report in 3-4 years. In the early days, I think it was the question of what system to use and what was the best approach. And the Army had their system. I think the other military departments and the defense agencies were considering whether or not they should develop a homegrown system or should they adopt the Army system. And that was a question that I think challenged the department for a couple of years. Decision was made, Congress pushed them, Department agreed, let's use the Army system as kind of the basic element of the data compilation system. So I think that battle has been resolved. We're going to go ahead with using CMRA as the basic system for collecting information on the contracted component of the workforce. Now you know, there's still a few things that need to be worked out. But now the real issue is, well, how are we going to use that information to make strategic workforce and budget decisions? And I think that's probably the next hurdle that the department's going to have to face.
So ultimately what you wanted to get at here, and you write about this in this letter that you've sent to Chairman Carl Levin of the Senate Armed Services Committee, his ranking member, Senator Inhofe from Oklahoma, and also to the House Armed Services Committee leadership, the Chairman Buck McKeon, the ranking member Adam Smith. Ultimately what they wanted you to get at was data on the FTEs, the full-time equivalents that contractors are getting through DOD, what DOD's funding. And you write that you reviewed DOD's July 16, 2013 submission of its fiscal 12 inventory and interviewed cognizant officials from PNR and the military departments who were responsible for compiling the inventory. What did you find compared to other times that you've looked at this in the past? Any trends that we should know about, Tim?
Well, I think the data, you know, we don't make a big deal about the data itself. I think we have a very short section. We report that I think in July of last year, DOD found or reported that it had 670,000 contractor FTEs providing services to the government. But we caution, and DOD agrees, that it's very difficult to use that number for trend comparison. I mean, we have a chart in the report that shows the numbers going up and down between 670 and maybe 770,000, depending upon the year. And that doesn't reflect an actual reduction or increase in the contracting component. It really means we've just changed the way that we've collected information. The methodology has changed. So once we get, I think, CMRA in place and we use a more standard approach, you know, we get away from the five different methodologies that we currently use, we might have better numbers at the top level. But, you know, both the House Armed Services Committee and Senate Armed Services Committee really want to get much more than just numbers. So we want to move away from the focus on the total number and really get down to that granularity about what type of functions are those contracts performing. You know, are those the right functions? Let's make sure that we have good workforce decisions and have the budget assigned, you know, appropriately.
Tim DiNapoli, the Government Accountability Office. Is it your sense that the Pentagon is headed in the right direction as far as this implementation that you're talking about? Because that comment you just made goes back to where we were before, which is the point of this is not to implement a system. The point of this is to be able to get actionable, usable data that you can then make decisions from.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I do think the department is heading in the right direction, and I think they're committed to moving forward. It sounds, you know, so simple. Well, just collect data on the contractors, make sure you have, you know, what work they're doing, and then make informed decisions. Notionally, I think everybody is on board with that. The real question, and the devil's in the details, is about how you do that to have good data, make reliable and informed decisions. It's just challenging. And I think the department is committed to trying to resolve those issues, but it's likely to be another couple of years, and we'll probably write a couple more reports that indicate that, you know, some progress made, but more needs to be done.
Wouldn't be the first time I've gotten that report from the Government Accountability Office, Tim.
Tried and true.
Thank you very much, as always, for coming on the program. I appreciate your time, and we're going to post a link to your work at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Thanks, Tim.
Have a great evening, Francis.